I'm Big Al with Country Music News International and the host of the Big Al and Shandy Radio Show. Aaron Biebelhauser is with us today, and he is a singer, songwriter, producer, radio guy, musician, you name it, he's done it in music. Him and his brother Adam just released an album out called Live. The Biebelhauser brothers and some great people in the band. So we're going to be talking about some of the cuts from that album, such as I'll Be On My Way, Wyoming Child, Southbound, and Blue Collar Dreams. Blue Collar Dreams was written by Aaron Biebelhauser, and it was recorded by Balsam Range. So Aaron, it's great to have you with us. Kind of fill us in on what's going on with this album that just released. Once again, it's called Live.
Yeah, man. So I've been playing music with my twin brother for most of our adult lives, but we had a little bit of a hiatus since a little before the pandemic thing started. He had a new baby in the house and got pretty busy, and we played in several different kinds of bands. We played in a kind of country rock band. I played piano in that band, and Michael Cleveland was the fiddle player in our band then at the time. And we had electric guitars and drums and everything, but we also played in a bluegrass band for many years where I played banjo, and he's always been the bass guy, and we get to sing together. So anyway, as of about May or so, we rebooted a new version of the Biebelhauser Brothers band. Same core, two of us singing, of course, but we're really lucky to have some veteran players, and we can talk more about them in a little bit. But Steve Cooley and Jeff Guernsey, amazing players, joined the band and kicked things off at the beginning of May with that, and then went ahead and recorded a live record at the end of the month. We played a show here in Louisville, Kentucky, our hometown, and it was a Waterfront Wednesday concert series, and we were opening for Charlie Crockett, and there was 10,000 people there, and I was like, this is great. Great chance for us to record some content, both video and audio, and it turned out we got enough tracks to make a live record. So to tie things back into Blue Collar Dreams, that's the opening track from this new live record, and it's a song that's already had a life of its own. Of course, Balsam Range recorded it on their Mountain Voodoo album a couple of records ago now, three records ago, I guess, for those guys. And I mean, they really carried that song a long way. It got a lot of mileage out of it. It was number one for something like 6 months on a couple of different charts when it came out. You know, so grateful for those guys. And it's just nice to finally put our own version of it out. And especially being a live take of it, you know, it really captures what it feels like to hear us sing and play this.
Aaron, all the music that you've recorded and you've played on, is this the first live album that you've ever recorded?
Absolutely. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I don't know, I probably have this in common with most musicians, but I'm kind of my own worst critic, you know? So I've never really felt like I've listened back to some live recordings and never felt really happy with them. Comparatively, when you talk about a studio recording and all the luxuries of separation and sonically, you're afforded a lot of different luxuries in the studio that you don't have live on stage. And some of those are cheating methods, you know, like, you know, you get a chance to punch in, redo your solo or sing a part over again or something like that. And live on stage, you don't get that opportunity. So it feels good to finally be in a band where we can capture a live recording, and I'm happy about it. You know, is everything perfect on it? Absolutely not. And I'm glad it's not.
Well, Blue Collar Dreams is the first release from this album, so they can pick it up, I know, on all the download platforms. What's your website as well? Give out that information.
Yeah, Bluegrass Evolution is the website, bluegrassevolution.com. It's just mainly because Biebelhauser is a little bit of an obstacle to spell. Yeah.
I do want to mention you are a broadcaster, 91.9 WFPK there in Louisville, 3 hours a week. So when do you have your show? Because I'm sure you're going to be playing some of this music on your program as well.
I generally don't play stuff that I performed on unless somebody calls in and requests it. But I'll be play. I've played the Balsam version of it before, but I try to keep those, stay in my lane there. But when I'm wearing the broadcaster hat, it's a little different story. But that show airs every Sunday night, from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. It's also available on a live stream at WFPK.org. There's a Louisville Public Media app you can use to tune in. Lots of ways to tune in. As a matter of fact, the show is archived for a couple of weeks. So you can go back, say you don't want to hang out Sunday night and you're busy doing something else. Maybe Monday night or Tuesday at work, Tuesday morning, you can listen to the whole show in order, you know, that way.
Yeah.
Lots of ways to tune in.
Yeah, well, great, great. Let's just kind of talk a little bit about some of the other cuts, if you would, on this album. I'm going to mention this one here, I'll Be On My Way, and that was recorded by Grand Ole Opry star Del McCurry. Now, did you have a certain feeling that you were feeling when you added these tracks to that live album, or kind of give us an idea of what you're thinking is?
I wasn't quite sure we were going to be making a record. I should back up and say that my plan was to shoot some video content on stage there. And I went ahead and talked to the audio engineer that was there, and we were able to capture the live stems multi-tracked with the gear that they had there on hand. And I said, well, this is going to be great. I could take the stems back to my studio here and get a really solid mix on it to sync with the video. And so that was the plan, just maybe catch a song or two. And we had enough material that I said, man, this is enough. Let's just make a whole live record. So in addition to a full live record, we have 9 multi-camera, high quality 4K video of 9 different songs, all the songs on the record. So 3 of those videos have been released already, but as of now, you know, as of the release of the record, Blue Collar Dreams, Wyoming Child, and Place in the Sun have all been released on video. But it's exciting. So we didn't have a big plan to go in and make a live record, because if you did that, I would flub and make a mistake on every song, you know, if we did that. So we're going into it just trying to capture. We really truly did capture just a live performance that was sort of innocent. We weren't planning on making a record out of it. So it's very representative of the set list that we do. There's a lot of covers on this record. As a matter of fact, there's only 2 original songs on there, and you mentioned the 2 already, but there's a lot of covers on there. A couple of the songs we've already recorded on another record, but this is a live version now. Mm-hmm. And so it's pretty special to have that I'll Be On My Way song. I mentioned Michael Cleveland already once, but I should say it again, that because he and I co-wrote that song together quite a few years back. I was commissioned to write that song. It's sort of a little story song about a guy working on a steamboat on the Ohio River. And the song was written to sort of commemorate the 100-year anniversary of the Belle of Louisville, which is a historic steamboat here in our town. And it's the oldest still running steamboat in the country. Now it's probably about 106 years old or so now. But anyway, that story song is about a guy working in the engine room, in the hull of the boat, and he's shoveling coal into the firebox. Just can't wait to get back home, get out of there, and get back to his lady. But he's not sure he's going to stay there once he gets there. He just he's going to have to get back out on the river again and disappear. So that's the story of I'll Be On My Way, and it is pretty cool to have a live version of a song, and Del McCurry's already sung it and performed it. That's bluegrass royalty. It's the closest thing there is to bluegrass royalty is Del McCurry and, you know, Ronnie and Robbie and all those guys.
Yeah.
Amazing. They're the best, the cream of the crop in bluegrass music. So as much as it may be hard to cover a song of theirs, it makes it a little easier when it's Aaron Biebelhauser sings Del McCurry sings Aaron Biebelhauser.
Everybody, we're talking Aaron Biebelhauser, Biebelhauser Brothers. You can get the first download from this album and that song, Blue Collar Dreams. And, you know, I like a live album. If it's if the sound is, you know, good, great. Mm-hmm. And this has got great sound to it because I try to sit back and think about what you guys are thinking about when you're on the stage, you know. And you've got some really more or less heavy hitters here with you. I'm just going to kind of mention Steve Warner, Vince Gill. You know, I mean, you can take it on after that. But Jeff Guernsey, I mean, you know, that man's been around the world.
Yeah, we're lucky to have Jeff Guernsey and Steve Cooley are. I'm not kidding you. I mean, they're two of my biggest heroes in the whole world. Not to mention they're more than friends. They're like, they're family to me. Like not even extended family. They're like, they're my brothers, you know, they're like my uncles really, you know, and they're just phenomenal players. And they're second to none. Both of those guys, Jeff Guernsey, like you said, he spent the better part of 10 years working with Vince Gill and Steve Warner. And he's worked with countless other bands. He's played on studio recordings for people all over the world. He's literally played bluegrass music on 3 or 4 continents, and he can play all the instruments, like literally can play all the instruments as good as anybody that plays them all. And he's playing mandolin on this record, but Jeff is known as a fiddle player, and Steve Cooley is no stranger to bluegrass music. Many years ago, he was sort of all set to become the banjo player in the Newgrass Revival when Courtney Johnson quit the band. And as fate would have it, Bela Fleck ended up with that job, and Steve Cooley ended up going to work with the Dillards very shortly after that. And I'm not sure if he got the short end of the long end of the stick on that, but those are both good gigs, you know, as far as during that time period in the 1980s and 90s, Steve not only playing banjo with Rodney and Dillards, but also playing acoustic guitar and sometimes electric guitar when that band was sort of blurring the lines between bluegrass and country rock, during that era. And Doug Dillard was in and out of the band. Herb Peterson was producing them sometimes. So anyway, Steve's a utility player, amazing banjo player, second to none. And we're just really grateful to have both of those guys in the band and on the record.
Well, the record live, I mean, I'm going to give it a 9+. I'd give it a 10, but I'm not on it. So, you know,
get you guest tracking on that on the next one.
I thought maybe you'd get me to introduce y'all all, but it just didn't work out that way. No, I'm only kidding. But everybody, go pick up that first single, Blue Collar Dreams, from the live album. Now, I'm going to ask you a hard question. I got two more questions for you. Number one is, when do you think the full album is going to be available to everybody?
The full album is out now also. It all came out the same day. We were just kind of pushing that first track as a single. So yeah, it's all available.
All right.
It's all available. There's 3 videos out, but the whole record is available. The rest of the videos will be coming soon, but we're going to string them along a little while, get a little more mileage out of them.
So everyone, we're talking with Aaron Biebelhauser. The album that is called Live is fully released. You can get any or all the tracks, go to any download platform that you want. Of course, Facebook, you can pick up on the Biebelhauser Brothers. They're around. All you have to do is just type in the name Aaron Biebelhauser or the Biebelhauser Brothers. So, Aaron, this is probably going to be one of the hardest questions you might have to answer for me. Sum this album up for everybody. I know there's feelings in there about the songs that you put on the album, about playing it live. So what does this album mean to you and the feelings that you're trying to convey out there to everybody else?
Oh, man, I'm extremely proud of it. I'm extremely proud of it. It's a snapshot of a moment in time, you know, a really special moment, too, because it's a pretty big audience. I mean, some, you know, a lot of bluegrass bands played to big crowds, but it's not every day there's 10,000 people there watching, watching anything with banjo and a mandolin in the band, you know,
so, and enjoying it.
I'm really proud of what we did up there on stage, and proud of what I did in the studio here to make it into a record. Because I'm not only the singer, primary songwriter on the record, and guitar player, but also engineered the entire thing from start to finish myself. Obviously, I wasn't recording. I wasn't the tracking engineer because I was on stage.
Sure.
But all of the, you know, post recording work was done right here in this room.
Well, great vocals, of course, cause you're brothers. That's one thing. Both of you is great singers. Your brother Adam, he is singing on the song Southbound, by the way, that we didn't mention. I want to make sure we get that mentioned there.
Yeah, we should mention Southbound. That's a great song, man. Written by Merle Watson. Sometimes it's credited as a Doc and Merle co-write, but when you hear Doc introduce it, he says Merle wrote it. So I take his word for it. But it was recorded by Flat and Scruggs many years ago, decades ago now. But a classic song, and it's a closer often for us. There's a close on that song. You know, bluegrass, historically, you slap that capo on a fourth fret and just drive it as hard as you can before you leave, before you put the instruments back in their cases. And that's one of those songs that's just so much fun to cut loose on. And there's not a bunch of harmony singing at all. Matter of fact, Adam's steering the ship there, driving the tar out of the bass. He's playing a Fender bass guitar on this record and singing. And he's just an amazing, powerful singer. Super powerful singer, and he's drawing from those influences like Doc Watson, people that had a really bold, rich voice. But yeah, it's a really special tune, and just to turn Steve and Jeff loose on it, I got to swat out a little guitar solo on it, but I had to get out of the way. I was holding on for dear life, Steve and Jeff on either end of the stage there. Currently, there's not a lot of live bluegrass coming out. I think the Dusters put one out a few years ago, and there's a handful of others. You know, Billy Strings is making a pretty solid way of it, of putting out all of his live show. I mean, almost every show that he does is live. It doesn't come out on a record per se, but he puts it out on that Nugs, you know, where it's accessible. But historically, especially in the radio world, I'm going to put my radio broadcaster hat back on. I don't have a hat in here, but pretend I do. But, you know, a lot of live recordings aren't particularly radio friendly because sonically it kind of clashes with the studio recordings that you're playing the rest of the show. But I don't know. I was thinking about it a little earlier. Bluegrass Records, there's some amazing bluegrass live records, like, you know, the I mentioned Flat and Scruggs live at Carnegie Hall, or live at Vanderbilt was my favorite Flat and Scruggs live record. There's Hot Rise live at the Boulder Theater comes to mind. Newgrass Revival record blow, you know, knocks your socks off. There's a Dillard's record from the 60s on Elektra. I think it's called Live Almost or something like that. But some amazing recordings throughout history. Doc Watson recorded 4 or 5 live albums. Not saying this isn't on par with any of those, but it's just a kind of an interesting factoid if you're a bluegrass geek like me, or probably a good portion of your listeners, or especially anybody that's watching this Zoom, the video portion of this. I mean, it's fun. It's a big part of bluegrass history, or music history in general. If everything was a studio recording, we wouldn't have anything to you know, for posterity to have those live recordings captured is important.
Well, Aaron, I certainly believe it's probably going to be one of the most important albums that you all ever recorded. You'll keep that and be able to listen back to some great memories, and I'm sure there's going to be some more live albums. Everybody get a chance. Pick it up. It's called Live. Aaron Biebelhauser or the Biebelhauser Brothers. Aaron, thank you so much for being with us here today on Country Music News International and the Big Al and Sandy Radio Show.
Back at you.